Brethren, would you turn to the book of Proverbs today? The book of Proverbs, chapter 11. I read something this week that reminded me of these verses. In fact, a part of one of the verses was in a devotion that I read. And it was a very familiar verse to me, and it will be for you. And I think that since I've been here as your pastor, I have preached on this verse before. And we're going to read two verses. Chapter 11 of Proverbs, verses 24 and 25. But I usually mark in my Bible the date and the place where I preach from a text, and there's no markings, but I'm almost positive I've preached to you from this verse before. And I mentioned that to Jan, and she said, well, if it's something good, you know, it bears saying again, bears repeating. So you may recognize it, you may remember it, you may not, but it's on my heart, and I pray it's from God that we study these two verses today, Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Wise words, God's word, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. God bless the reading of that, of the word. And God bless us by Him sending His Spirit to us now and opening our minds to receive His word. And as Brother Kevin prayed earlier, that God would give us things to help us in our everyday lives. And God be pleased to draw us nearer to Him as we just prayed in that song. Let's pray, brethren, for that to happen. Our Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this place where we can assemble. Thank you for the comfort in it, the physical comfort in this place. Father, thank you that you visited us here by your Holy Spirit time and again. And we ask, Lord, yet again that you would do that this day. Father, open our minds to receive your word. Teach us by your Holy Spirit. May we put out of our minds the things of the world, the cares of the world, worries, desires, whatever. Let us fix our minds, set our affection on things above now. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, Lord, acceptable in your sight. Get honor and glory, O Lord, by what is said here. And may we all that are here trying to worship and study together, may we grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. May we be more like the Master. May we be nearer, still nearer to Thee, O Lord God. Help us now, please. In the name of Jesus, we beg it, and for His sake, amen. The book of Proverbs is a very practical book. It's filled with wisdom. Most of it was written by Solomon under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. These words are words, brethren, that are familiar to you, maybe. Let's go over them and let's look at them together. And God be our teacher. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. That saying, brethren, is what many would call a paradox. A paradox. A paradox is a tenet contrary to received opinion. That's a sort of a fancy way of saying, in my words, it doesn't make sense when you first hear it. It doesn't make sense to the natural ear. There are people, or there is an act of scattering, yet it tends to increase. One time I was a boy and we were at a building. I was a little boy and I had a penny in my pocket. And the building was just a big old room like this with nothing in it. We called it the Civic Building. It was in Jennings. It's where we had, it was a, you'd call it a venue today. It was just an old building where people had parties or receptions. And Mama apparently was helping with some kind of a reception. She had me down there, and I walked in, and I said to myself, I bet this penny would roll all over this floor. And I just took it and gave it a roll. I scattered my penny, and Mama saw it, and she said, son, don't do that. Go get that. I scattered. There is that scattereth. When you scatter like that, you're apt to lose something. You're apt to end up with less than you had. But the wise man says, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. Doesn't make sense, does it, to the common sense, to our natural ear. And then on the other hand, there is that withholdeth more than is meet, more than you need, more than is fit. But it tends to poverty. It tends to bring on poverty rather than riches. That those statements, brethren, are paradoxes. Tenets contrary to received opinion. In spiritual things, brethren, the opposite of what often seems to make sense is often the correct way, the best way, in spiritual things. The opposite of what sounds like common sense and ought to work is often the right way, the opposite of that. Let me give you some statements, brethren, that don't make sense to the common sense, to the unspiritual person. Here's one: love your enemies. That doesn't make sense, does it, to the natural man, to the natural ear? Love your enemies. Oh, no, we want to hate our enemies. We want to do them evil. Bless them that curse you. How'd you like to meet somebody on the street and they curse you out, and you just start blessing them? Do good to them that hate you. Jan and I were talking this morning about a fellow that years ago we had a parting of the ways, and I don't know if he hates me. I hope he doesn't. I don't hate him, but I don't do good to him very often. I don't hunt him up and do good to him. I told her what I do is I just stay away from him. but Jesus would have me, brethren, do good to them, as we read in our responsive reading this morning: as you have opportunity, do good. Pray for them that despitefully use you. You know, if you're out, brethren, in public much at all these days, somebody's going to despitefully use you. I went in the store the other day, all chipper, and was going to just make a good impression. And I said to the clerk, good morning, or hello. She went like this. Just kind of looked at me like, what are you here for? She was running the store. And I said, do you have eyes? And she just kind of sighed, didn't say a word, got the key and didn't say a word. I followed her. I said, I guess she wants me to follow her outside. The ice machine was outside. And I left there about half mad. I mean, I didn't do these things that what I did was I kind of resorted back to nature, back to the natural man. Here's one. He that is greatest among you shall be your servant. How is it with the natural man? The greatest becomes president. Let's put him in there. Saul, King Saul, he was head and shoulders above everybody. Good looking guy, a lot of charisma, made him the king, you see. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. Paradox. Let's examine these verses, brethren. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. There's a, between here and town, on the left, there's a cornfield. Big field of corn. It's actually gone now. There's just stalks out there. But in the early spring, one of the earliest crops that was planted in this area, I saw corn out there being planted. It was so pretty. We were getting good rains. It was growing fast. It was green and vibrant. And then after some weeks, I kept watching it, and I showed it to Jan. I said, look at that corn out there. That's a beautiful field of corn. And it began to tossle out, and then ears began to form. big old roasting ears and on those, that field of corn. And on occasion the farmer had to water it, but we got really good rain, and it was just grew and grew and grew. And then the foliage, the fodder began to die, turn brown, and the ears began to sag and hang down. And then last week I passed by and it's all been gathered. That farmer, brethren, he reaped a great harvest. I don't know who owns the field, but whoever it is did a good job, and God blessed it. But to get that, brethren, that farmer had to go out there and scatter. He had to scatter seed. Of course, he did it with the expectation that it would sprout and it would grow and it would mature and bring forth bountifully. He scattered, though. He scattered that, and he scattered liberally. Whoever scatters liberally, brethren, if God blesses, he reaps bountifully. There are those, brethren, who scatter by giving to the poor, giving to a righteous cause. They scatter. They scatter their wealth. They give it out. They disperse it. Some give in kind. Some give food. Some give clothing. Some give cash. There are those who scatter, who disperse to many out there, and yet they increase. God gives back. I've said to you many times, Elder McKinley Wright has said, you can't outgive God. I know he's not the first to have ever said that, and I'm not the first to repeat it, but that's a truism. That's a tenet. You can't outgive God. God is able to him that is able to bless us above more than we can ask or think. That's the one, brethren, who sees what we're doing. There are those who scatter, and God prospers them. Sometimes materially for doing it, but always, brethren, spiritually. I'm not the preacher to tell you if you give and you give and you give into the collection plate that God's going to bless you without measure. I'm not the one to tell you that. Although I found that when I give like I'm supposed to, I always have plenty left over. I have all I need, and over and above, He blesses me. It's been true in my life, and I suspect it would be true in yours. But you got to make that decision, not me. God prospers those who give. Sometimes materially, He prospers. Probably more often than not. But He always prospers. He will prosper you spiritually if you do that. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of those who scattered and yet increase. They're both from the Old Testament. One is from Ruth. There was a man named Boaz. You know the story, you remember it? Ruth was a widow. Her mother was named Naomi. She was a widow. Her mother-in-law was Naomi. They were both widows. They left the land of their nativity, or Naomi did, went over into another land. There was a famine in the homeland. They went to another land, Moab. Naomi's husband died there. Ruth's husband died there. Ruth was a resident of Moab, a citizen of Moab. The two women traveled back into the land of Israel, and they're back now. And widows were at risk, very, very poor in that day, in that society. And a man named Boaz, a wealthy man, he knew of them, was actually a kinsman of them. And Ruth went out to glean. She went out to glean. She didn't go out to harvest, brethren. It wasn't her crop. She went out to pick up what she could that was left in the field, gleaning. She was gleaning. She's getting what was left. In that day, that's the way some of the poor were kept alive, gleaning. Boaz, the owner of the field, said to his men that worked there, he said, "Let her glean. Let her glean among the sheaves. Reproach her not. Don't run her off. Don't get on to her. Leave her alone. Let her glean." And Here's what else he said. I love this. This is Ruth chapter 2, verse 16. Not only let her glean, brethren, he said this, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her. Isn't that pretty? Isn't that wonderful? And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. You see, he said, scatter some for her. I know her. She's a widow. And I want to scatter. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. What's the rest of that story? What did Boaz gain? What did he increase? Well, God blessed him. He married Ruth. He married her. A wonderful younger woman he married. Very humble, very obedient, very godly woman. They had a baby that was, if I'm not mistaken, that baby would later be the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. Right, Sister Linda? In the line of Christ. Christ would come from that line. There's an increase for you, huh? You see, brethren, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. Psalm 112 says, He hath dispersed. It's talking about the righteous man, the godly man, the good man, it says in verse 5. A good man showeth favor. Verse 9, He hath dispersed. He scattered, brethren. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. His honor is going to increase. God's going to increase him, the good things of his life. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. And the last example is from 1 Kings. There was a famine in that land. Elijah the prophet was passing through. There was a widow lady he met in the edge of town. She was out gathering sticks to build a fire, to heat something to bake a cake on. And he said, fix me one. I'm going to shorten it. I'm going to put it in my own words. Fix me one. And she said something like, sir, I've only got a handful of meal and a little bit of oil. She's going to make a hoe cake, a cornbread, we'd probably call it, some kind of little flat cake. Bake it with those sticks, the heat from those sticks. And she said, then my son and I are going to eat it. And then we're going to die. Because that's it. We're going to starve to death. And he said, fix me one first, and then fix you one. And she, brethren, exercised her faith. He was a man of God. I think she saw him as a man of God. And she fixed him a cake first. And he said, if you'll do that, you'll have enough to eat, to live on. And she did that. And every day when she went back to the barrel where the meal was, there was meal there for her and her son. And there was oil to mix in it and cook it with. Every single day. So some people, me for one, if I had my child there and we were about to starve to death, I said, this is it. This is it, son. This is it right here. And somebody came up and said, share that with me. Make me one off the top, and then y'all have what's left. I'd probably say, you're asking me to scatter. You're asking me to give up something here my family and I need. I'm not going to do that. I'll just eat it and starve. And that's probably what would happen with me. But this widow, this poor widow, brethren, she scattered. And she lived. She lived day in and day out on that until the famine was over. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is, on the other hand, so many verses in Proverbs are a contrast. They'll tell you, this is true, but also this is true. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Oh, that's a sad one, brethren. The first is a happy ending, isn't it? You walk on faith, you walk by faith, you scatter, and you reap bountifully. On the other hand, you hoard up things and it tends to poverty. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. 2 Corinthians 9:6. God is able to bless and does. God is able to take from us when we withhold more than is meet. M-E-E-T. Fit. Appropriate. Right. Let me give you an example of somebody like that. A man named Nabal. You remember Nabal? Had a wife named Abigail. Beautiful woman. Beautiful wife. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. Wealthy man. I can hardly imagine that many. That neighbor over there across the road, I don't know how many cows he's got. He's got a lot of them. Jan and I sit on the front porch and enjoy watching them. He's got a lot of cows. He's got a lot of wealth in those cows. If he sold them every one tomorrow, when the livestock sale opens, no telling what kind of check he'd get. Nabal was like that, or probably more wealthy. 3,000 sheep, 1,000 goats. A man came to him, some men came to him and said, "Give us whatever comes to your hand." I interpret that meaning like, whatever's convenient. If you got a few right over here, give us. We're in need. You know what he said? "Shall I take of my bread, my water, my flesh, and give?" You hear those pronouns in there? That's what he said. That's what he said to those men. And God tells us in his word, it's in, I think it's 2 Samuel. Yeah, 2 Samuel chapter 9, I think that's right. 2 Samuel. His heart died within him after doing this. The Lord smote Nabal that he died. I don't know what happened to his 3,000 sheep and his 1,000 goats, but I know what happened to his wife. She went off to marry David. David was the young man on the run from Saul that had sent some of his young men to ask Nabal. He had protected Nabal's flocks in the wilderness and his men. They had not stolen a single sheep or goat from him. Nothing. In fact, not only had they not stolen, which they could have done easily, they helped protect his flocks. And then he says, "Shall I give my stuff to you?" Well, a similar one is in Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Listen to this. "There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty." Luke chapter 12. "And he spake a parable unto them, saying," a parable. A parable is a story that teaches a lesson. We studied one this morning in Bible study, a parable. Nathan the prophet was giving the parable to King David. On this occasion, I'm about to read to you that he is Jesus. He gives a parable. Here's what he says. "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits?' And he said, 'This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said unto him, 'Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?' So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Now, brethren, look at verse 18. Jesus says in this parable, the man says, "I will bestow all my fruits and goods." All of them. I'm not giving any to anyone. All of them. And then in verse 21, Jesus says, "So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." It doesn't say you can't hold back some, and as the proverbial writer says here, more than is meat. God doesn't ask it all, brethren. You keep what is fit, but you better scatter. You must scatter. You'll be blessed if you scatter. Because if you withhold more than is meat, it tends to poverty. Poverty of soul. Poverty of soul. Spiritual poverty. And maybe even death. Instead of your soul being impoverished, brethren, verse 25 says, the liberal soul shall not only not be impoverished, but be made fat. Be made rich. Spiritually rich. The liberal soul. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. There's a promise, brethren. The person who is generous and giving, who helps others, who blesses others, not just with words. Doesn't it say in James, if you see a brother who's destitute and in need and you say, well, God bless you. He says, no. And go on your way. No, you got to do for them. Not just with words, but with assistance. In kind things, food, clothing, cash. The one who gives liberally shall be enriched. Again, materially. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. A moment ago I said the one that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. That's 2 Corinthians 9:6. And the converse is true. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. God is not unrighteous to forget your work, your scattering, your work and your labor of love. That's Hebrews 6:10. Greatest paradox of all, brethren. Jesus spoke this one. Listen. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. The rich man wanted to fill up all his barns and give nothing to God, to the poor. He lost his life. But those that lose their life for Christ's sake shall find it. Jesus is the greatest example of giving. And God has, as a result, placed him at his right hand and given him a name above every name. God will bless you, brethren, and me when we scatter, when we lend to the Lord, when we give to those in need. God will exalt you and God will lift you up. I urge you, brethren, to do that, to be a liberal in your giving. God will give you opportunities to do it. Ask him to help you recognize the opportunities when he gives them to us. That we'll not only recognize the opportunity, but we'll take the opportunity to do it. And you may feel like you're scattering, that you're maybe taking a chance of giving away something valuable that you may need or you'll live to regret. Brethren, err on the side of scattering and being liberal. Err on that side. There is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. You want your soul to be made fat, to be enriched, then brethren, be liberal. Be liberal. You want to be watered yourself? Then water others. Water others. Oh God, bless us to do that. Bless us to remember the parable of the rich man, the foolish man, who said, I'm going to keep it all. I'm going to keep accumulating. I'm going to just keep it all. Bless us, Lord, to be warned about that parable. Bless us to remember the promise that he that watereth shall be watered himself, and the liberal soul shall be made fat. Oh God, bless us to be good stewards of what you give us. Bless us to hear and understand your word. I pray that what I've said is right in your sight, and that I'll learn it and relearn it as often as I have to, as often as I need to. Bless us all, Lord, to hear your word. As was prayed earlier today, that we might be given something to help us in our daily lives. Oh, Lord God, may that happen. May we hear and understand your word. We thank you, Father, and we ask it in the name of the one who gave his life for us that we might live, who gave his all on Calvary's tree. Oh, Lord, may we be willing to give. Help us with grace to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a hymn, brethren. If you love God, it's because he first loved you. And if you want to serve him with the brothers and sisters in Christ here in this place, come forward and let us know that while we sing this hymn. You'll be